Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Neocon, second day of the show, and I'm in the interface space on Well Street, and I'm with Jay Gould, President and COO, and Matt Miller, the President of Interface Americas. You guys doing okay today?
Yes, thanks for being here, Kemp. It's an exciting Neocon this year.
Yeah, it's exciting, actually, because, and what we're going to talk about here, a lot of things going on with interface. You had a big event yesterday. We'll get into this climate take-back program in a second. But we have Matt Miller here with us, who is the newly named 13 Days in the Job, President of Interface Americas. So, Matt, briefly, if you would, I know you and Jay have worked together before. Give us a quick rundown on your background.
Yeah, so I started at Interface about this time last year. Neocon 2015 was my second week on the job and in the industry. So actually a great time to get introduced to the industry and have the experience of the show and learn a lot about the industry, our competitors, the products. So it was a great time to start. I actually have been with American Standard for 3 years prior, running all of the product marketing, R&D, product development, and design for American Standard. Prior to that was with Newell Rubbermaid, was where I was previously the CFO of our juvenile products division for about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where I met Jay. So he and I have worked together since 2007. And so I think we make a pretty good team. So I'm thrilled to be part of Interface and look forward to what's coming up for us.
And you step into the role that John Wells is retiring from. And so what have you been doing the last year?
So I was previously the Chief Strategy Officer for Interface, and so I was working across all of our divisions, really helping to, first of all, put in place and manage a new strategic planning process for the company, really around making sure we're looking at the opportunities ahead of us and making some of the right resource prioritizations and investment choices for the business. And so now, obviously, my focus is narrowed on just the Americas, but that was what I was doing prior for the last year.
Well, it's no secret that Interface is a publicly traded company, and in the last year or so, your bottom line numbers have been fantastic. Is this because of you?
Yes, let's just say yes, absolutely.
Okay, Jay. Yesterday, you hosted a major event, and you rolled out, I guess some would say it's the future focus from a sustainability standpoint, and you're calling it the Climate Take-Back Program, right?
That's right. I'll talk about our new mission. You know, really last night, Kemp, was a celebration of our customers because it was really a customer challenge to Ray Anderson, our founder, 22 years ago that started us on this amazing sustainability journey. And so one of the things we announced last night is we are going to make Ray's original commitments that by the year 2020, we'll have no negative impact on the environment. But as we draw near to that, so with only 3 or 3.5 years left, we're confident we're going to hit that, but we wanted to take on a new challenge. You know, last summer, I pulled together Ray's original Eco Dream Team, who challenged us to take on what is perhaps the world's biggest challenge today, which is climate change. So we announced a program yesterday that was about creating the climate fit for life. And we call it our mission, Climate Take Back.
And at this point, there's not a lot of details to exactly what this means, right?
Well, we have 4 core platforms that we're building out. Now, really, we're leading up to a full launch of this at Davos next year in 2017. So during the late summer and early fall, we'll be hosting a series of summits or conferences around the world to bring together some visionaries in this field to help us build out the metrics on the 4 core platforms, which are, number 1, Live Zero, which is all about Mission Zero and having no negative impact. Number 2, Love Carbon. I know those might sound like funny words, but carbon's not the enemy. It's just we put it where it shouldn't belong. So we need to bring carbon back home and sequester it into our products and back into the earth. The 3rd platform, what we call Let Nature Cool. We know that nature can cool herself, but frankly, we've done some things to hurt her ability to do that. One of the really interesting platforms that we're working on is how do we convert our factories to act like forests, positive members of the ecosystem in which they live. I think I talked to you earlier, Kemp, about the $60 million investment that we're putting into LaGrange. Converting it to a forest will be part of that investment. And the 4th platform, what we're calling Lead Industrial Re-Revolution. And that's about making sure that we build inclusive business models to bring the 9 billion people that will be on the planet along with us. Now, I might point out one interesting thing. You know, Ray used to call the old industrial model, take, make, waste. Take precious resources from the earth, make our product, and when our customers are done with it, it goes to waste. Our new model is waste, make, retake. We're literally looking for other people's waste from which to make our product. And when our customers are done with it, we retake it.
Actually, a perfect example of that is what you've been doing with this networks program, where you're taking nylon fishing nets and to depolymerizing that and turning it back into nylon 6 and making new carpet out of it, right?
Love that program. And we believe we've already taken all the precious resources from Earth that we need. Mm-hmm. So what we really need to do is focus on reusing what we've already taken.
Well, one thing I want to compliment you on your event last night, you had Paul Hawkins there. Many people may not know who he is. He's the guy that wrote the book that Ray read that actually got him on this sustainability path. And he's written many other books since then, Unrest. And he's just really one of the best speakers when it comes to taking a look at what we're doing to this earth and righting our wrongs, right?
Paul's an amazing visionary. And I'm excited to be working with him on his new book, which will come out early in 2017, which is called Drawdown. And he has conducted a very significant piece of scientific research about the 100 most productive ways to bring carbon from the atmosphere and bring it back down to Earth.
All right. Before we run out of time, real quickly, we are at NeoCon, and I talked to David Oakey earlier. Give us a quick, brief rundown on some of the exciting products that you've rolled out this year.
Yeah, so we've launched a couple of exciting new products, and the main is our World Woven collection. And this comes from some inspiration that David and his team had gotten from touring the globe and actually looking across some of the textile industries and some of the folks that he met. And it's really about bringing to those handcrafted experiences that are in textiles and literally making carpet out of it. And so we're launching a collection of product called World Woven, a range of price points, a range of styles that we really feel kind of furthers us in that design leadership that I believe we lead in. You know, it's a strong piece of what Interface is about. And so we've gotten some great reception here in the showroom, great traffic, lots of really excited customers coming in. And so we really have a lot of good hopes for World Woven as we launch it.
One other quick comment about some of the things I saw in your space is, you know, you guys were one of the first ones to come out with making modular an accent and, you know, quarter turning in it and things like that. I mean, the trends that we saw back 10, 15 years ago. And now David was showing me some of these new products. While they are modular, because that's all you do is modular, a lot of them now are looking like Broadloom products, aren't they?
Exactly. And we've actually brought over, we're launching and bringing over some of the products that we have in our European region, and launching those here in the U.S. And exactly right. They present a whole new style on the floor for us. Very monolithic, looks like Broadloom. It actually is helping to fill a bit of a gap that we've, as we looked at our product portfolio, said, hey, here's some things we're doing really well in Europe. Let's bring them over to the U.S.
All right, great. Guys, thanks for spending time with us. And again, Matt, welcome to the business.
Thank you.
And Jay, good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Matt Miller and Jay Gould. Matt, President of Interface Americas, and Jay, President and COO, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.